Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 21st, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Congress agrees to a last-minute COVID relief package. FedEx shipping the second vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration. The CDC issues new guidelines after reports of allergic reactions to the vaccine. British banning Christmas to slow the spread. Just 13% of Americans satisfied with the direction of the country. Also ahead, it is Christmas week. How come we don't know very much about Jesus, the birthday guy? But first, lawmakers agreeing to a $900 billion stimulus deal hours before the holiday break. The rescue package will deliver relief for small businesses, unemployed, and healthcare workers while bolstering vaccine distribution. Final bill will likely include a $600 check for many working-class Americans. Democrats initially asked for more than $2 trillion. The national debt stands at $27 trillion. That was the holdup. But now, magically, the lawmakers have agreed because they want to go home for Christmas. FedEx shipping the second vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration. The medication from Moderna, leaving the facility in Memphis, Tennessee, to go to hundreds of locations across the country. The company will provide the federal government with 20 million doses by New Year's Day. Impressive. The Centers for Disease Control issuing new guidelines to address reported allergic reactions that a few have had to the vaccine. The organization recommending hospitals and doctors keep antihistamines and other treatments nearby should the patients experience discomfort or difficulty breathing after the inoculation, but that has been rare. British Prime Minister Johnson shutting down the country a week before Christmas. The UK bars citizens from mixing households, traveling long distances, no overnight stays outside the home. Great Britain now reporting infection rates more than 15% in some locations. A new poll from Gallup says only 13% of U.S. adults are satisfied with the current state of the nation. That's down 45% from February. In a moment, it is Christmas week. How much do we know about the celebration? How did it happen? Right back with that. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Happy birthday, Jesus. President Ulysses S. Grant was a Christmas kind of guy. A practicing Methodist, he made December 25th a federal holiday in 1870. Ever since then, the birthday of Jesus the Nazarene has been an official day of rest in America. And just last week, President Trump signed an executive order making Christmas Eve a federal holiday as well. Joy to the world, at least in the USA. Now, you may remember some years back there were attacks on Christmas by secular progressives that went something like this, quote, "We don't believe in Jesus and don't want to see him and his parents displayed on public property, and we may sue if that happens. In addition, we don't even want to hear the words Merry Christmas and don't be saying them in places of business like stores where people buy Christmas presents. We'll have none of that." Incredibly, some bosses actually ordered employees not to say Merry Christmas. It would be Happy Holidays or else. Enter me, your humble correspondent, who found that bit of fascism very offensive. Also a blatant violation of the First Amendment. If I want to say Merry Christmas while handing out burgers at the drive-thru window, I'll damn well say it. Sorry for the wording, Jesus. Once I brought the controversy to the attention of the nation on television and named some of the cowardly businesses, that Happy Holidays mandate evaporated pretty quick. But not before some far-left media people attacked me personally. Of course, in the true spirit, I fought back. Wait a minute, that might be the reason my stocking contained a measure of coal, and that could have contributed to climate change. You know how that goes. Anyway, over the years, there has definitely been a sea change back to a traditional Christmas landscape. Yes, there are still ideological hooligans who despise the baby Jesus, but most of them are now hiding in San Francisco. So what about this Jesus guy? Why do most of us have his birthday off? Well, he was a fascinating fellow, and you know that if you read my history book, Killing Jesus. Born into a family that lived communally in the small town of Nazareth, Jesus was trained as a stone cutter by his father. However, his parents knew early on that their boy's intellectual aptitude was off the chart. His eloquence was on display in the local temple, as he was not shy about challenging the Jewish clergy. Eventually, the Nazarene became a cult figure who could attract thousands of people to hear him speak. This meant he was a threat to the establishment, and in short measure, Jesus was brutally executed by Roman authorities. After his death, Jesus became the most famous human being in history. Today, billions of people believe he's God. In America, according to a Gallup survey, 93% of us celebrate Christmas, even though 65% claim to be Christian. That's down from 78% in 2007 as the secularists make inroads. But the Christmas thing is hanging tough. Perhaps it is because it honors a man who taught that your neighbor is as important as yourself, and you must love them both equally. Merry Christmas. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I prove that message by writing it. Please consider a good Christmas gift my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Most Americans have no idea what is going on with Hunter Biden. That's because a corrupt press covered the story up. There's little question Hunter leveraged his father's position as vice president to enrich himself, accepting money from China, the Ukraine, and possibly Russia. The Department of Justice now looking into Mr. Biden because he may have not paid taxes on all that money. We don't know, and he is innocent until proven guilty. Now, the controversy was tamped down because the corrupt corporate media has no interest in damaging Joe Biden. Twitter and Facebook actually censored the story, classifying it as lacking context or misleading information. When users published the initial article from the New York Post, more than 1 million tweets were flagged on the platform in the first 24 hours. That's incredible. President Trump mentioned a report during his 60 Minutes interviews asking, quote, why did Hunter Biden get $3.5 million from Moscow? Reporter Leslie Stahl's response, is this really an important issue for the country? All these things have been investigated and discredited. Well, that's not true. And 60 Minutes has not issued a correction. CNN President Jeff Zucker told his staff, so I don't think we should be repeating unsubstantiated smears just because the right-wing media suggests we should. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough told his audience, the Hunter Biden story is obviously made up and is the stupidest October surprise ever. The story was barely mentioned in the New York Times or Washington Post. And that was all before Election Day. After the vote, Attorney General Barr confirmed the federal probe into Hunter Biden. He should have done that sooner, so Americans would know the truth. Last week, President-elect Biden was briefly questioned on the topic. He once again dismissed the allegations entirely. Will the press hammer Joe Biden on how his son obtained millions during his time as vice president? Probably not. Will the DOJ or IRS uncover the truth? I hope so, but I'm doubtful. We are definitely living in corrupt times. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.